I think it's great when people are sharing. I had a 200K month and I didn't do a single sales call. Okay, great. Well, let's talk about realistically, the next month, are you refunding a shit ton of customers because they came in and they were totally not the right fit? There is always another side of the coin. And I like to talk about that other side of the coin because I feel like not everyone is willing to. Welcome back to the Boss Babe Podcast. I'm Natalie Ellis, and I am dropping in again with you to do a little mini episode. There was something on my heart that I felt like I really want to share with you. So let's just do a little mini together, whether you're in the car, walking, having your coffee right now. Let's just have a little catch up. And I want to share something that will hopefully make you more money in your business and help you feel more at ease while making that money. Because listen, we like the feeling of calm, easeful money. It's a nice feeling. Okay, so the thing that I want to share, and this has come from a conversation that I've had with quite a few entrepreneurs, is we as entrepreneurs, as founders, as CEOs, are not above service and sales. We are not above service and sales. And when we think we are, we make some pretty big mistakes in our business. Now, I don't know about you, but I have heard so much in the industry, online, on social media, of this kind of chit chat. I don't do sales calls. I don't do lengthy sales pages. People get to know if they're a fit when they come to my programs, they're either a fit or they're not, and they get to make that call themselves. You know, all of that kind of stuff of not wanting to get in deep with clients, not wanting to get on sales calls, not wanting to have to work for the sale, feeling like if they're doing the right things, their clients will just be easily attracted to them. The right people will be attracted to them. And if people have questions or unsure, they're not the right fit, right? We've all heard that narrative online. I am very sure of it because there's a lot of it. And I want to share that I don't buy into any of it. Okay? I really don't. And I am certainly not above doing sales calls, and I am not above being of the highest service to my customers in my business. And as entrepreneurs, as CEOs, as founders, we have a duty to be of service to our customers. And so I want to get into detail about what that means. Listen, I'm not hopping on a sales call for every single one of my programs. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm also not saying I never do sales calls or I'm above that. If I'm unsure if someone would be a right fit for one of my programs, or I'm sure they are and they're unsure, I am always so happy to hop on a call and have a conversation and help that person make the best decision for them. Because beyond all the revenue and all the things, I deeply care about serving my customers with products that work for them and products that are a fit for them. That means they're going to continually keep coming back. They're going to really want to stay with the company because they're going to have an experience, a good experience. They're not going to be sold into programs that are totally misaligned with them. That's the easiest way to get really high refunds rate and get people never coming back to you. I don't want that. If I encourage someone to join my program, I want it to be an absolute perfect fit for them. Or vice versa, you know, if I let people into my programs and containers, I respect all of the other people there that I want to make sure that person is a fit. And if they're not a fit from personality, culture, business, anything like that, I'm not going to bring them in. Like with CEO Mama, right? We have really, really strict interview processes because I truly, deeply believe that the curation of that container is what makes it so special. And so I am not above doing interview calls myself. I am not above going back and forth with people in DMs and emails for days or weeks to figure out if this is a fit for them and fit for us.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I also really want to share, you know, a lot of us love to automate things in our businesses, whether that's using ManyChat on our DMs or sending out email broadcasts. We love to do a one-to-many approach where we can get our message out to as many people as possible. That doesn't negate the need to have one-to-one conversations with clients. I spend so much time in my DMs supporting potential and current customers in whatever they're dealing with, or helping them make decisions, or maybe they got a broadcast from me on ManyChat or email and something wasn't quite clear and they have questions. I love spending my time being of service and helping people make that decision. And I think we can often forget about that part of business if we buy into all of this narrative we hear online. You know, I think it's great when people are sharing, I had a 200K month and I didn't do a single sales call. Okay, great. Well, let's talk about realistically the next month, are you refunding a shit ton of customers because they came in and they were totally not the right fit? Like, let's be realistic what that might look like. Maybe not, but if you're selling high ticket without any kind of touch points or calls, that's kind of what I see happen. Or you're bringing people in and they're just not fitting and you end up working with people you're not enjoying working with. And actually, yes, you might have had a high cash month, but you're starting to dread those coaching calls because you just said yes to everyone, right? There is always another side of the coin. And I like to talk about that other side of the coin because I feel like not everyone is willing to. I really, really just want to emphasize, we are not above service and sales, and it is our duty as entrepreneurs to care about our customers and to care about how long our customers want to stay with us. If we do our job right, our LTV will be pretty high. LTV is lifetime value of a customer, and that means how long do they stay with you, whether you have a membership or how many of your programs do they go on to buy. If they have a good experience with you, they're going to stick with you and keep buying from you, and maybe they buy from someone else and realize that experience just isn't the same. They're not as seen, the curriculum doesn't go as deep, it doesn't resonate with them as much, so they want to stick with you. And that's how we build really successful, sustainable companies. I see so many companies that have churned and burned through so many customers that all their focus is on is trying to bring in new customers constantly. And it's exhausting. It's really, really tiring for them. And they don't really enjoy what they're doing. It feels like they're on this hamster wheel of new people constantly, because they're churning and burning. They're not thinking about what service am I offering the customers that I have? Am I doing what I can do at the absolute best I can do it? Do I have someone in my business, and my business is big enough, really caring about and devoted to customer success and happiness?
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane during long travel days or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
That's something we've always really prioritized at Boss Babe, and it's why I think as a business we've made a lot of decisions that might not make sense on paper, might not make sense from a revenue perspective, but in the long term have made sense. So I'll just share a couple. Like, We have had members with us from our first ever iteration of our membership when it was $19. And they are still with us now when the lowest you can get into the membership is $997. We've never increased their price and I never will. If they leave and come back, yes, I'll have to pay an increased price, but I'll never increase the price on them because that loyalty has meant so much to me. And so while it might be like, you know, it might look on the outside like, oh, you could have made a ton more revenue that month. Maybe that's called a cash grab to me and I'm not interested. I want my clients that have been with me for a long time to want to stick with me. Or another example is on Black Friday, when everyone's out there discounting their courses, I've never done it and I have no desire to do it because that's going to really let down the people that have trusted me with their hard-earned money in the past and paid full price for a program that is now a much lower price. It's something I've never, ever wanted to do. And trust me, I've had some arguments in the company with some of these decisions, but I've always known from a long-term perspective that I'm making the right call. So I just want to share that if that's like the way that you run your business and people maybe argue with you about it or tell you you're going about it wrong, I just want to share that actually, I think you're doing business in the right way if you are really prioritizing service. And also if you're willing to do what it takes to get the right sale, to get an aligned sale, to get a sale from someone you want to work with and support and who you know is a perfect fit for what you're selling. When you're selling at all costs, I don't think you're setting yourself up for success. You're setting yourself up for a long-term headache that will eventually come on like an intense migraine. So yes, just want to share that. Dropping in for 10 minutes. Let me know if you enjoy these mini episodes too. I love just being able to hop on and have these conversations with you. So let me know if you enjoy them. And let me know if there's any other particular topics that you want me to cover. And as always, if you could leave reviews, by the way, you guys, it makes the biggest difference to the podcast. It really, really supports us. So it would mean the world if you would do that. But yes, I'm going to get off my soapbox. I know I've like yelled at you and ranted for the last 10 minutes. I apologize. I hope you have the best week and I will see you next week.